Hello, mamas. If you ever wonder what your favorite celebrity is up to at this very moment, you might think maybe they're jet skiing. Maybe they're at a red carpet gala. Maybe they're going up and down Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles, blowing tens of thousands of dollars. So it's a shock to many to see when the likes of Charli D'Amelio, I don't know why I said the likes of. I actually don't know what it means when people say the likes of, but Charli D'Amelio clocking the fucking working a shift at Walmart for to promote her sister Dixie D'Amelio's popcorn brand, Be Happy Snacks, including flavors such as cotton candy. None of those words were in the Bible, but here we fucking are. There's a very, strange phenomenon that goes on in, extremely rich celebrities' heads that makes them think that, oh no, I'm getting out of touch. What could I do? I could give away my money. No. I'm gonna cosplay as poor. And that's what we're gonna get into today, right after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So, this is not new. This is not groundbreaking, seeing Charli D'Amelio scanning up items, ringing up customers at a Walmart. You see this all the time. Most notably and kind of big on, it was all over Twitter, was like Lana Del Rey randomly working at Waffle House and just like singing and serenading customers. It was strange, but I will say that like this probably lands on the better side of rich celebrities cosplaying as poor or even just working class, because, you know, I don't think there was any intent. I genuinely think Lana Del Rey just wanted to clock in to Waffle House and see what would happen and like sing to some customers. And it's not like she perfectly positioned a cameraman to record her doing it. Like every video of Lana Del Rey working at Waffle House is like taken from across the room on like a grainy Samsung. Like it feels very authentic. And who the fuck am I to know and say if a celebrity is being authentic? Is that even possible? Probably not. But, you know, at least we have, it's a spectrum. It's truly a spectrum. Like, on the low spectrum is, Charli D'Amelio, like, literally promoting a popcorn line just because it's being sold at Walmart and, like, clocking in and, like, giving, like, playing devil's advocate, giving her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's just like, OMG, it would be fun to just, like, put on the uniform, work a day, see what would happen. After all, this is a girl that blew up on social media from an extremely young age, has virtually no experience with the real world, probably. So, you know, maybe devil's advocate, once again, maybe it's cathartic. Maybe it's a nice change of pace to just experience that. I don't know. But regardless, the fact of the matter is, it is kind of tone deaf to do that. When you're someone who is making probably like $15 million a year, suddenly putting yourself in the shoes, not like maybe out of a curiosity point of view, but like just doing a job that typically Walmart cashiers are not able to just take the Walmart outfit off and then go back to their mansion. That is probably never happens. What is the minimum wage in, like, U.S., like, the national federal minimum wage? Is it, like, $7? And especially where this happened, L.A., if you are a cashier at Walmart and you are working 9 to 5, like, every single week, 5 days a week, that's not enough money to even live. California is so expensive, and mind you, plenty of other states, that you genuinely cannot live off of minimum wage. Like, it's actually fucking crazy. Like, you cannot have, like, your own home or your own place and live off of, say, minimum wage, like McDonald's, Walmart, anything like that. Which is a whole other conversation, talking about how broken the system is. But just, I want to say that to put into perspective how, it gets people's panties in a little bit of a twist when celebrities do this. Because it being poor, being working class, is not a costume to just put on for the day and be like, "Ooh, I'm helping customers." It's reality for the majority of people. If you're in California, most people are, like, scraping by. And, you know, that's, like, kind of exacerbated by where we are right now with economy, which I don't know fucking anything about. I don't know anything about the economy. Ask me about the economy, I will go fucking brain dead. I will go, like, instantly lobotomized. Like, there is, like, actually a ghost, like, standing in front of my fucking head with, like, a lobotomy toothpick, like, waiting for someone to ask me about stocks, the economy, Bitcoin, any of that shit. And the second someone mentions that, the ghost takes the lobotomy pick and goes, and then right into my brain, and the frontal lobe gets shattered, and I lose all, like, I know nothing about the economy at fucking all. But I know enough to know that it is not good right now, obviously, since COVID. More than ever, people are just scraping by. So, to do it, like, now is very strange. And sorry, I'm, like, dogging on the D'Amelios so much. Sorry, D'Amelios. Like, you had your day at Walmart. But, like, this is also kind of very apparent, just kind of how out of touch celebrities are. Like, what's coming to mind is, like, that video of Kendall Jenner, like, trying to chop vegetables and, like, legitimately not knowing what the fuck to do. She's like, as her mom, like, watches in horror. Like, that is because Kendall Jenner has probably never chopped a fucking vegetable in her life. Let's put ourselves in the shoes of these insanely rich celebrities. Almost every single point of contact that requires any sort of, like manual work or, like, tedious thought, that is completely removed from their lives at every single point. And this even extends down to, like some, like, influencers that I've met, like, have people, like, assistants or just, like, staff for every single thing. So, like, obviously what comes to mind is, like, personal chefs. That is, I feel like, something that people get, like, right off the bat as soon as they're, like, I don't know, like, famous. That, boom, like, you never have to cook again. You don't have to deal with dishes, any of that stuff. Next, like, laundry. If you have, like, a maid or something, they are doing your laundry. You start to lose touch on, like, how to operate a fucking washing machine. A driver. You never have to drive again because you have someone, you pay someone probably like $100,000 a year to drive you wherever you go. What the fuck does that leave? I'm trying to think, like, what you do in, like, a daily day. I mean, that's already, like, a big chunk of things. So, like, over time, you don't know how to cook. And especially if you are famous from a young age, like the Jenners, the D'Amelios, they never grew up with these skills, and I don't know how much, like, their moms, like, teach. I feel like maybe, like, these, like, Nepo baby creators are, like, realizing, maybe my child would be clowned and dogged if I don't teach them, like, how to wipe their fucking ass or something. So, like, I feel like maybe now there's, like, a little bit of self-awareness, because the internet will just flame and raw, like, these celebrities when they just act a fool. But, like, I feel like Listen, I don't know what the day-to-day lives are of these people, but I'm guessing, like, literally every single thing that adds, like, hours and hours onto most people's days is completely removed from their lives. And that is a crazy thing to fucking do, because that is part of the human experience to do your laundry and scrounge for food, okay? We were put on this fucking earth to, like, hunt down, like, wild boars with sticks. And chances are you would get gored by the boar with its horns and then fucking die at the age of, like, 14. Like, that is how we are meant to be. We are not meant to live lives where we have someone who is driving to fucking Erewhon and spending $1,000 to make a $1,000 pizza for you to take a nibble at. Like, that is not... That is nowhere near in the human experience, like the realm of human experience, or even human behavior. We were meant to literally walk across the fucking desert to, like, find maybe a puddle of water to drink, not have a personal driver to drive you around in, like, a Chevrolet Suburban. That's fucking crazy.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
We are supposed to be walking to the ocean with our two shirts that we probably have to wash it in the ocean. Like, I know we're getting off topic a little bit, just, like, generally dogging on, like, rich celebrities, which is already fun to do, but, like, you know, I can't help myself sometimes. So, you know, in the spirit of playing devil's advocate, I want to, like, try and figure out, like, why, what draws them to do it. Because there's no way that they, like, completely lack self-awareness, that they don't realize that it's corny to do that. I think that they genuinely like it. One thing that, like, kind of is ringing through my brain is, like, Burning Man, which is this huge festival. It's, like, an art, I think, music festival, too. That takes place in the Nevada desert once a year. I can't remember a fucking year or what month it is in. But it's basically, it started off as all these kind of, like, hippies and just, like, really art-centric people. People that were, you know, very, I would say, probably down to earth. They would gather in the desert and just create art and probably have a lot of sex. And they, at the end of the, I think it's, like, a week long or something, they're, like, burn this big effigy. And it was, like, a very, like, I don't know if wholesome's the right word, but, like, it had a soul. It was an event that had a soul and wasn't, like, commercialized and commodified. And now, I didn't realize this until, like, a couple of years ago, but now apparently this event has been taken over by these, like, Silicon Valley billionaires and rich people across the world who fly in. Mind you, this was an event where you're supposed to, like, camp out. You're supposed to, like, fucking drive in, like, a little buggy with all your belongings, and you're supposed to leave no trace. And now these, like, billionaires are, like, flying in on private jets to, like, throw, like, raves in the desert, completely defeating the purpose of the whole event. And I think it's kind of similar to Charli D'Amelio working at Walmart. They want to experience, like, struggle, but from, like, a controlled environment. Like, the private jet is waiting on the tarmac, so as soon as they're sick of camping for, like, 4 hours, they can dip. But I have to mention that something very funny happened, this most recent one. It rained, and there was a state of emergency declared because not one person could leave. Even, like, these rich billionaires, like, Diplo was, like, trying to get on, like, a golf cart to escape because it rained and made all the mud in this desert so thick that no one could drive out, and it literally became a state of emergency. Beautiful poetic justice. I do feel bad for the people that, like, were just going because it's, like, a fun festival they would go to, but fuck, that's funny. Holy shit, that's funny. So, yeah, I don't know. Let me, like, think for 2 minutes and, like, think about, like, why they do this. Right after this quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This first theory applies, like, mostly only to celebrities and, like, influencers that are extremely rich. I think the reason why they do these stunts or just in general, like, post as if they are, like, struggling and they are just like you is because they are dying. They are dying to be relatable. This is the crux of, like, every celebrity and influencer. And without it, they become instantly obnoxious, with very few exceptions. Like, I think of, like, Jeffree Star and, like, Trisha Paytas, people who are, like, live very extravagant lives, but, like, people still enjoy watching it, because it's, like, almost, like, from an ironic standpoint, I think. I don't know. But if you're not them, if you're, say, like, Hailey Bieber, you're fucking Joe Rogan, you're obviously rich out the fucking wazoo, okay? You fart and money comes out. But you don't want to show that if you're these people. Because then all of a sudden, boom, there goes your relatability. So, you know, they'll, like, get paparazzi'd, like, walking around the farmer's market with, like, their little tote bag. They will, They'll be seen, like, in an airport flying coach, even though they have, like, a private jet, things like that. I genuinely think that, like, the desire to be relatable and, like, feel like you're relatable is what leads these celebrities to do these, like, bonkers, out-of-touch things, like clock in a fucking Walmart. Now, the other theory, which applies kind of, like, to all, because this applies to, like, billionaires that, like, don't really give a fuck about their self-image, like, or, like, being relatable. Like, Jeff Bezos, shit like that. Mark Zuckerberg. They don't give a fuck if you think they're not relatable, because they're not. But I think why they tend to do this, like, if you've ever, like, gone to Mark Zuckerberg's Instagram profile, it's very strange. It feels like something, like, your uncle would be posting. He'll be like, just tried this new surfboard. Love hitting the waves at this public park. Even though he, like, bought a fucking island in Hawaii and, like, forced the residents off and, like, use it as his own, like, little playpen that he sees, like, for maybe 1 month out of the year. I think that a lot of just rich people, back to the original point, when you, like, have someone to do literally everything for you, from, like, wiping your ass to, like, cooking every single meal to driving you around, you have no struggles, really, except for stuff that's, like, in your work, which isn't exactly, like, fulfilling struggles. Like, what I mean by fulfilling struggles is cooking the meal for, like, 3 fucking hours, like, baking a cake by yourself, and you might have baked it 2 times before and it didn't work out, and finally, on the 3rd try, you get it right, and it's the most rewarding feeling. These insanely rich people do not feel reward like that. The reward mechanism in their brain that creates dopamine is fucking gone. So my theory is that they do all these, like, silly, like, rugged activities, like, I'm gonna camp along the PCH trail, is to feel that, to fucking feel something, maybe. Because, like, it's almost like, suffering is, like, akin to, like, divinity. And people who are really out of touch and because they're in... Oh, awesome, my light went out. Well, now we're sitting in the fucking dark. I don't care. People that are insanely rich... Fuck, the light went out and it literally... It's like literally the light bulb, like, meme where it's like, ding, light bulb, but, like, the light bulb fucking went out and now I have no thoughts. Let me move my lamp closer to me so that it, you know, at least you can see me a little bit or something. Not that you would want to. I don't know. Suffering is akin to divinity. What I mean by that is, I think that's like a Catholic thing, maybe. I don't know. It's like kind of like noble to suffer. And also, I feel some people enjoy being pitied, which maybe this is like in the same vein of that. But rich people are the last people to be pitied, and rightfully so, because almost any single issue you have can be fixed with money. And they say money doesn't buy happiness. True, but it can fucking pave the road and like make that shit a rainbow road to the journey that is happiness. And, you know, I feel like having money like comes with a lot of problems too. But overall, it's gonna solve a lot more problems than it's gonna fucking create, I think. Probably. Unless you're like a, like you won the lotto max, you won $1 billion, then people are like actually trying to assassinate you. I don't fucking know. That sounds stressful. But I lost my train of thought. Fuck! It's just like, it's, we're at a time where like, the veil truly has been lifted on celebrities. There's very few celebrities that, like, don't have social media, so they can't hide. Their full, true personalities are, like, kind of evident and apparent. And you can see who lives, like, gaudy, scary lifestyles. Even motherfuckers that you, like, wouldn't even expect. Like, bro, like, Mindy Kaling, what was she on? She was, like, the girl from The Office and then, like, went on to make a few shows. Like, she made, like, Never Have I Ever. To my fucking surprise, when I did this podcast episode, like, maybe, like, 4 months ago or something, it was on that, like, celebrity chef who would make pizzas. I referenced this earlier in this episode, too, but, like, literally was like, my client wants me to make a $2,000 pizza from Erewhon. Let's go. Sorry, I was doing that voice to, like, simulate, like a millennial pause, like, and also millennial TikTok cadence, but, to my surprise, the person that this celebrity chef was making the $2,000 pizza for was fucking Mindy Kaling. What? What business does Mindy Kaling have just saying, hey, yeah, actually I'm feeling a $2,000 pizza tonight. You want to stop by Erewhon and just get some, like, gold leaf and, like, fucking, can you get that $100 bottled water to make the pizza dough out of? Even though the shit's still gonna just taste like Delicio? Is Delicio just in Canada? Fuck, I think I just alienated my whole audience! I think Delicio... Okay, Delicio's like DiGiorno, but we have that in Canada. Anyways, no, blew my fucking mind. Mindy Kaling, what are you doing? Make your own fucking pizza. $2,000... Okay, sorry. But yeah, it's like, because just like that, like, social media lifts the veil on who celebrities truly are, and if they are someone who at all needs to rely on being relatable, fuck, you're suddenly scrambling to do things, you're suddenly scrambling to be just like you, even though you live on a mountain above all the working class people of Los Angeles and have not cooked a meal in the past decade, and have not driven yourself in the past decade. So, and, you know, you would think that, like, celebrities would learn now that they're under, like, a lot more scrutiny, and, Like, I feel like it was really since COVID that that shit really happened. Like, the Watergate for this stuff was that video that Gal Gadot made, where it was like, imagine all the people. And it was like all the celebrities singing a little verse from there, being like from their like multi-million dollar mansions, being like, we stand with the essential workers during this tough time. But me though, I'm gonna have a fucking rager. So like, also sorry, I've been screaming so much in this episode, and this is the same microphone that I use for my streaming, which I stream every weekend on now. Tap in. I'm on my YouTube channel. Tap in. And I realized like how fucking bad it sounds when I scream. So I'm so sorry. I've been screaming so much on this episode. Look at Zendaya back there. I wonder what's that. See, the thing is, Zendaya is like this secret third thing, because she, everyone knows she's probably so fucking rich, but we don't expect like her to be relatable. I feel like no one's being like, wait, Zendaya's just like me. No, like I look at Zendaya and I see like a multi-millionaire, but I'm like, you gotta pass. I saw this meme and it was like, I think it was like they were talking about Taylor Swift's like private jet use, and this like Swiftie replied and they were like, I don't give a fuck, she's my comfort billionaire, and everyone's allowed one comfort billionaire. And that's been sticking with me this week, because like, yes, we should be critical of like these insanely out of touch people, but at the same time, like, it's okay to just like follow them just like for funsies and be like, what's Kylie Jenner up to? What the fuck is she up to? What's Drake up to? I think Drake is my comfort billionaire, I think. Is he? Actually, he might not even be a billionaire. And I think in some ways, like, it can be good, maybe. It can be aspirational to, like, follow an incredibly rich person. Just to see, like, hey, if I want to play the game of capitalism in the United States, maybe I can end up like Kylie one day. And I don't think that's a horrible thing. I think it's incredibly fucking unrealistic and you have better chances of getting struck by lightning. But if that's something that keeps you going and isn't something that, like, you, like, compare yourself to, I think that's when it gets very dangerous, when, like, people are like, why do I have to drive right now? Why can't I be like Kylie Jenner? I don't think anyone's actually saying that. But you know, you fucking know what I mean. And then this is like the whole beauty standard thing, which is like a whole other thing, but oh, fuck. What really cracks me up is when like celebrities will post like a picture with like no makeup or anything and be like, this is the real me. This is when you really know that they're like trying to get like relatable points, like relatable brownie points. Like, fuck, like, I have acne, guys. Acne is real. And I have it. And I'm just like you. So, also, I'm trying to remember if I, like, asked for drama on my last episode. I don't think I did. Fuck. Okay. I'm gonna read off drama, but I need to go into the archives to find. By the way, if you want me to read your drama on a future episode of Drama Mama, just comment it. Just comment it down below. Fuck! Wait, before we get into that, I have a qualm. So, I did a video. I have two qualms. Sorry. Okay. Let me think. First of all, I want to say it's so funny that, like, the last YouTube video I posted was like cursing everyone that I hate, and then I like had a change of heart, and then the next day I posted a podcast episode being like, I'm done being a hater. I think I'm being a hater again, y'all. No, I'm not. Second qualm is, holy fuck, I was not expecting to get this many comments about Sniper Wolf on my video, like cursing people, of people being like, wait, why are you cursing Sniper Wolf? Motherfucker, I said in the video her crimes. I literally listed them off. I literally showed the Wikipedia page for every single controversy she's had, and also explained like the more recent drama of her like literally doxing someone. And motherfuckers still were like, wait, but don't curse Sniper Wolf. Shut up! I love you though, but for real, if I can share one message with y'all, check on YouTube if you are subscribed to Sniper Wolf, and if you are, unsubscribe. Okay. Fuck, I'm looking for a drama. I'm looking for a drama. This is so live and so raw. See, I'm your comfort billionaire right now because I'm so live and so raw and don't prepare my podcast. I raw dog these shits and scroll through the YouTube comment section while recording to find a piece of drama to read. Okay, here we go. Ooh. Hi, Ben. I love you and your content. I wasn't saying you to that. I was saying you to the drama. Thank you. Okay. I used to be friends with this guy until he got really creepy, making essay comments on my crush's pictures and shit. And I recently found new friends who helped me through it, but this booty hole was talking absolute poop about me and my friend. I don't know what to do. He keeps trying to talk to me. I love you, Ben. If you get weird vibes from him, fuck him. You don't gotta talk to him. You do not need to talk to him if, like, he sounds so, like, desperate for companionship, and you have every right to just not give it to him. Especially if he's, like, a weirdo. Like, I don't even know what essay comments he's making, but you. Bye, loser. Bye, little fucking loser. Little baby that's no friends. But yeah, that's my... I'm curious to hear... Who's your comfort billionaire, guys? Question of the week. Who is your comfort billionaire? And with all being said, I will see you next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in. Go spit on your local billionaire. I'm not kidding. If I saw Jeff Bezos... Oh, I could have literally turned my lantern up this whole time. Fuck. I really think if I just saw Jeff Bezos, I would spit on him. I think it'd be really satisfying. Love you! And if I ever become a billionaire, this podcast will get deleted. But I probably won't. Okay, take care. Bye, mamas. Bye!